is correct, but I know it isn't, or I know it ain't. Which I never can remember.
It ain't.
Is it ain't?
Ain't is right.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds like me, but it ain't me.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't me, babe. No, no, no. Sunny
side of the street.
Take it there. Dan Strauss, take it.
Walk.
Yeah, there it is. Right
in the shade.
Yeah. Bring it home, man.
With those blues.
With those blues on parade.
On parade.
I'm not afraid.
No, I'm not afraid.
This rover.
You were literally too stupid to insult. Thank you.
Yeah, that's what I was. Thank you.
If I never.
Let's bring it home together, Dan.
I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet. On the sunny side of the street.
Yeah. You don't get that anywhere else.
Damn, we're good.
You don't get that on the old folks station.
No.
They don't sing to you.
No, they're not allowed.
Welcome aboard. Glad to have you with us on this Tuesday that doesn't feel like a Tuesday. It just likes to be later in the week. I don't know why. But it is Tuesday. And it is the, 11th. We're not going to have a Friday the 13th. Came close.
Oh.
Thursday, but we're not going to have that. We do have, however, today, and there's always however, in life. And you look at the numbers if you don't believe me. 4-11-17. Now, see, what's great about that bit and stupid about it is it makes no sense.
Mm-mm.
We don't even know why we do it. And I'm not kidding. We don't know why we do it. It's so ridiculous. It's also another sleepy, dusty Dell today.
Was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Dell.
Tried to throw him off a little bit.
You know what we should do? Maybe we could break it up and not do it all in one day. Is we forget that there are people who started listening like 5 years ago or 8 years ago. And there's a lot of stuff that they don't even know.
Why we do it.
Why we do it or what it means. And I'm not kidding. We don't remember why we started some of it. For example, anyway, go ahead, play Bernice.
Anyway.
Yeah. Now, there are people who just been listening 6 years. They don't really know that was something that an old lady who used to call us a lot, she said that all the time. She'd always say that. So we just recorded it. And then after she passed away, we keep playing it. The cheese, for example. Rap Boy, nobody does it like
cheese.
That's actually Rat Boy's, that's him. And we started it,
That goes back to
before this point.
Before Market Street, and that goes back to mornings on Market Street.
Yeah, when Dave KFC. Jeffries was an intern. We don't have interns anymore, but he was an intern, and he...
Jennings, I think.
Jennings, that's right, Dave Jennings. Yeah. And I remember when I met him, I said, yeah, I like nicknames for people. Do you have a nickname? He goes, well, sometimes people say I look like a rat.
He does.
I looked at him, I thought, you do look like kind of like
he's
a rat.
He's got that pointy
that's
face.
A horrible thing to say, but he's got a pointed face, so I said, okay, now you're a rat boy. That was it, you're a rat boy. We could start, if we wanted to, we could start from the very bit, like Willie Nelson, Sunny Side of the Street. Why is that an opening song? Because Lee Sherwood... a partner I had over 30 years ago, wow, I can't believe that, picked it out, and I really liked it. I kept it. Not everything that we do or I do is original or our ideas. I wish I could say that it was, but it's not. So that's the reason for Sunny Side of the Street. I'm not sure about Toy Story at the end of the show. I don't know where and when that started, but it, again, was before we got here.
I would imagine, right?
I think we just kind of liked it because of the movie Toy Story. And
we're their friend.
Yeah, we're everybody's friend.
Now, the girls get in here before the joke. We'll just do a few, and then maybe one day we'll start from the beginning of the show, and everyone we can think of that we can run down will tell you what they mean. It's about 5:30. When I say, ladies, get in here, and then you hear this.
Ooh, that's nice.
Now, there's a zipper in there. That, again, was the brainchild, I never used that word, I don't know why I just used it now, of Lee Sherwood. Because when we started working together, I was only on the show 10 minutes a day. I'd come in for 10 minutes, and that was it. That was my part, and I'm finished. I'm out. And then he and Robert Fox would continue the show. So, all we knew was that I was going to come in and tell a joke. And Lee it started out originally that I wasn't going to do that. We didn't know what I was going to do, but he said, I know you like to tell jokes, and in an emergency, if we just get ourselves stuck, you can always bail by telling a joke. It'll be like an emergency joke, which led to, and everybody has seen these, those break glass, if there's a fire things, it's an emergency red box, and you break the glass if there's a fire, and that gives you access to, what is that, the hose or something? Or
the alarm. And yeah,
sometimes it's an alarm. That's right. Yeah. So he said, what about instead of, it started out as you break the glass, we break a glass, sound of breaking glass, and like I reached in and got a joke to save the segment. And we changed the glass from a zipper. So now you're supposed to imagine that there's a thing on the wall with a zipper, like a piece of denim, and you unzip it and reach in, and there's a joke in there. And it's just stupid. But that's how the whole zipper, and
it was the joke fly.
Yeah, the joke fly, the zipper. The ladies, ooh, that's nice. That actually was a recording done by the Reverend Mike Anderson 1,000 years ago. And the kids laughing, that's my kids. Is it their laughter of kids? And that's my kids when they were little. They were 3 and 5. And, yeah, that's them. So there's some of the stupid things that we don't know why we do them. I haven't caught that guy yet, have they? The Wisconsin guy. I said 16-page manifesto. It's 161-page manifesto to the president.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I haven't seen anything online about it. I don't think they've caught it. Max Foisy comes in today after the 4 o'clock news, you know, that whole segment. He comes in. We're going to talk about TV and movies and all that stuff. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. Ooh, jumping in first. So he goes first. Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We were talking a little bit yesterday about Saturday Night Live you watched this week.
I tried.
And you did.
I gave it an hour.
I just watched the monologue, and you said even you thought the monologue of Louis C.K. was weak.
I've seen him do much better. I didn't think that was his best effort.
I thought it was fun. I mean, I think a lot of the stuff that he does is funny, though. I didn't watch any of the sketches, though, just because I know most of the time with that show, I know how that goes. But
there's always a butt in your face.
I did watch the other day his new special on Netflix. It's called 2017.
See, I haven't seen it yet.
And I thought I'd just play a little clip, just for people who are thinking, should I watch this yet, or should I get Netflix? Because there's going to be a lot of...
Oh, Netflix and Amazon have some fantastic stuff.
Jerry Seinfeld's going to have a new stand-up special on Netflix. Chris Rock is. All of Jerry Seinfeld's comedians and cars are moving to Netflix.
Really?
Yes. So there's going to be a bunch of new stuff on there. So I thought I'd just play one of the funnier clips from his special I watched the other day.
Well, now it has to be funny because you said it's funny.
Yes. So we'll see how long. It's a few minutes long. We'll see how long you guys enjoy it. And so we'll just
go from
there.
Great. Takes the pressure off us.
I'm not raising my kids religiously because I don't feel like it. Just get up on a Sunday. F that. Let your souls rot, kids. I don't care. I'm not kidding. Daddy, who's Jesus? None of your business. Go back to bed. But my kids, you know, they're living in the world, and there's a lot of religion in the world, so you do have to teach your kids, if you're not raising them religiously, you do have to teach them about religion, you know? I always tell my kids the same thing. I tell them that there are many religions in the world, and they're all equal, but the Christians are the main one. That's what I tell them. The Christians won. They're the winners. So act accordingly. Congratulate Christians when you meet them. Because they won the world. And it's true. It's true. We love to tell each ourselves, like, every religion is exactly... No, no, they're not. The Christians won everything. A long time ago. If you don't believe me, let me ask you a question. What year is it? I mean, come on. What year is it according to the entire human race? And why? What year is it? Anybody, sir, just yell out the year. Thank you. 2016. No, it's 20. That's right. It's 2017. What is that? That's a number. It's not just any number. It must be a very important number because we're counting to it in unison as a species. For thousands of years, we've been going 1, 2, 3. Come on, everybody. 4. Now, come on, Africa. 5, 6. What is this number? We're counting the days. Since what? Since there was ever people? Or since the sun did a something? Not at all. It's been 2017 years since what? Anybody, yell it out.
Christ!
Yes, Christ! Christ! That's right. It's been 2017 years since Christ! Jesus! We are counting the days since Jesus together. Which makes sense if you're Christian, but what the f*** are the rest of us doing? Jesus was here. Jesus was here. Jesus was here. Everybody, scientists, historians, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus plus 2, Jesus plus 3, Jesus plus 4. Jesus plus 2017 years, 4 months, and 3 days is when your license expires.
All right. Now, there will be some people that won't like that. They think it's sacrilegious. I'm just telling you, there will be.
Oh, I don't. No, he's not making fun of it. Interesting.
No, you didn't live in my house when I grew up. You didn't live in the South. There are people that if you do a comedy bit and Jesus is in the comedy routine, it's sacrilegious. I'm just telling you, there are still some people that think that. They're missing the point. He actually brings up something very interesting, and he's right that. Everybody seems to acknowledge and
that
recognize.
As the year.
Yeah.
And he does a punchline later on. He's saying how in the new year, everybody celebrates New Year's Eve, and you have people, the very first island that celebrates it is in the middle of the Pacific somewhere, and they're all in grass skirts and stuff, but they know it's 2017 because of what, you know, they're not very religious, but they go, oh, it's 2017 now,
and they still acknowledge it and use it. And what he's saying is, unlike with everything else, people, oh no, I'm not participating or acknowledging that, I'm not gonna put my hand on the Bible and say, so help me God, but yet they'll say, if you say, what year is it, 2017, they're acknowledging the existence of Jesus by doing that. But what are you going to do? Have your own other calendar?
Right. And
he said, you can't do that.
He said, oh, somebody will bring up when I bring up this point that they say, oh, what about the Chinese New Year? And he goes, well, next time you fill out your taxes in the year section, in the year section, put monkey and see what happens to all of your funds.
Yeah. Now, he's really
deep.
And covers it by looking like a guy that just got off the second shift at the steel factory or something. I mean,
no, in this special, and it surprised us. Well, on the monologue too on SNL, he had a suit on, and this recent special, he had a suit on. So maybe he has somebody, a consultant or somebody that's saying, "Hey, try to."
Yeah, we already got Larry the Cable Guy. Seinfeld almost always does his stand up in a suit.
Yeah, do you know he's always done that.
Oh my goodness, horn rimmed glasses, lost a lot of weight.
Oh, Drew Carey.
Drew Carey.
Yeah,
wears a suit. Whatever he's doing it right. And I heard him say, I don't know, somewhere that 4 years ago, I mean, it hasn't been that long that since he made it. And I wonder when that was, when Louis C.K. or anybody else, what was that night or that day that changed everything? It used to be an appearance on The Tonight Show. That would change everything.
I think it was his show on FX.
You don't get a show unless you already have a
Right. Yeah, no, he was a writer on Conan O'Brien's show for a while. He's been in the...
And Conan was a writer. A lot of these people were... Steve Martin was a writer.
He makes another point in his special, too. He goes, I've been doing this now for 32 years. He goes...
Yeah.
Pretty much the last four have been the only good ones.
Right. I mean, that's when
he's been grinding
he's
it
been
out
making
for that long.
Money.
Yeah.
And he stuck with it. And most people, it's like some, the people that try to be Navy SEALs, they're going to fall out long before they're not going to ride it to the end. They're not going to be allowed to. They're going to be kicked out or they're going to just go, I quit. And it's the same thing with the stand-up comedy. You know that 90% of them just go, I'm never going to make it. And they're right. They're probably not. So you got to stick with it. And then sticking with it may still not be the answer. Do you have anything else?
No, I did not.
Dan?
The only thing that I have is when Max comes in today, he said something about a new song and everything, the new song that we did. But what I'm going to do tonight, we're going to practice, and we are going to tweak that song. We're not going to change the melody or anything, but we're going to tweak the song
a lot of people don't know what you're talking about, because one day we mentioned the song that you did, and if they weren't listening then, they don't know what you're talking about right now.
When Max comes in and does his segment, at which
you wrote an original theme song for him.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. And I will do two different versions for next week to pick. And
will you have your feelings hurt if we pick neither?
No.
That'll be Max's call.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll hear one today.
No, not one today. We're going to do it tonight. We'll do two different versions tonight, and then
so that's your contribution to the Burke segment. Yeah, you don't have anything, but you'll work on something tonight, and you'll have it later.
Yeah.
Okay, all righty.
Yeah.
Well, anything else?
Let's see. No.
All right, let's close the Burke segment. Officially closed. I'm watching a YouTube interview, and it's Piers Morgan, who I do not like Piers Morgan at all, but he's interviewing Elton John. This YouTube thing, I want this thing destroyed. I want YouTube to be done away with. If you start, you can't stop. Because what do you want to look at? You want to watch Gunsmoke? Go to YouTube and watch it. You want to see an old type in and the President Nixon on Laugh-In, and you can watch that video all over again.
Yeah,
Ed
probably
Sullivan
watch,
introducing the Beatles. Pull it up.
I probably watch more content on YouTube over the course of a day than I do actual television.
Well, they need to get rid of it. It's taking a lot of my time. And so I'm watching him interview Elton John, and the subject of Elton John's contract writer came up. Now, for those of you who don't know what a contract writer is, when a performer is going to be, let's say, at the Fox or the Pageant, they have a contract. And you have to honor the contract, and everything in it, You must abide by those directions, or you're in breach. And if you're in breach, they don't have to perform, and it could be a big mess. But some of these writers have become ridiculous, yet people still bow down and okay. And it kind of started with, let me see if you know who the whole M&M's thing. It actually has been blown out of proportion. Well, green M&M's. The original, it was 82. I'll give you that hint. Mm. When somebody famous wanted a bowl of M&M's, and they wanted one particular color taken out. And then that led to another group saying, we want all green M&M's. Do you know who the original group was?
82. Wow.
Van Halen.
Oh, okay.
Van Halen, in their contract, said that backstage they wanted all the M&Ms except the brown ones. And they had to pick out the brown ones. And they asked them years later, what was that all about? And their answer was, and I don't know if this is from Eddie Van Halen or somebody else in the back, I don't know, but somebody there said, well, it was to see if they were paying attention to the contract. Because if they thought something like that, then they're paying attention to all the big things that are really important, like lighting and security and microphones and that kind of stuff. That doesn't sound like a good answer to me. I think they just want to be D-bags. I think they're just trying to push and see how far they can push. So what I thought I'd do, when we come back from the break, I went digging. And you can find this stuff. It's easy to find because nothing is private or secret anymore. I have actually held and looked at contract writers backstage at the Fox. I looked at when, Christopher Reeve came into town a couple of times, and they had asked me if I would introduce him. I got to see the contract. You cannot even believe what's in there for Christopher Reeve. In his case, I can't question most of it, because most of it, he has to have this. He has to have this. Look at the shape the guy was in. He was a vegetable, basically. So, and nothing frivolous seemed to be in there. It all had to do with room temperature, because you know, he couldn't fight off an infection and that kind of thing. But it was just page after page after page. And I don't see how they don't miss something, or say, we can't do that. Okay, then. He's not coming, or they're not performing. So I have some, and as you would expect, the worst offenders when it comes to these contract writers are women. It's the chicks, like the Mariah Careys and the Rihannas and the Katy Perrys and the Jennifer Lopez. They're the ones that are just a pain in the butt to deal with.
I think Britney, I think we had some stuff on Britney Spears.
Oh, my
Spears
goodness. I'm sure all Britney Spears. I'm sure. Man. So I've just got a tiny little. Remember that when I go through these later, you're listening to a small portion. These are pages and pages. Before we break, I will tell you this. I had heard that. Oh, my goodness. I had his name. Yul Brynner. Yul Brynner was a bald-headed actor, shaved his head, and he went around and toured and did The King and I. And many people think that, my goodness, anybody trying to do that role except Yul Brynner? No. Sacrilege. He was the King of Siam and The King and I, or whatever that was. And I had heard and I'd read that wherever he performed, he insisted that the walls... backstage, where the area where he was staying, be painted, and it wasn't just this particular. They had the shade Sherwin Williams number 643 brown. It was a brown shade, and it had to be freshly painted. Something like no more than 48 hours before he got there. That was, don't paint it a week before I get there. I want it to be fresh. And then there was a specific color and type of carpeting that had to be. But they had to rip the carpet up, put in new carpet, and paint the... So he comes to the Fox, and I knew he was coming to the Fox, and I happened to be there. This was back when I used to get to introduce some country stars on stage at the Fox Theater. And I just thought, I'm going to ask while I'm back. And they said, absolutely true. Because he had just been there doing The King of Siam. And somebody walked me back and showed me the area. It, brown walls and new carpet. You can still smell that new carpet smell. So, and a lot of times that has to do with germs. They know that if the carpet's new, because carpet, you know, carpet traps some stuff, some nasty stuff. And one of the women, I forgot who it was, I spent 2 hours looking at this stuff last night, and one of the women insisted on new carpet because she liked to walk around barefoot, and she wanted to know there were no things in the carpet, yucky stuff to walk on. So she had to have brand new carpet. I'll share some of these with you when we come back. What I have to share with you now is an invitation, because it's not just an invitation from me, that's why I'm sharing it. It's an invitation from me and John Londoff to include Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. And look, you can go look three or four dealerships, that's fine, but include Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. You heard us mention yesterday, the guy who was aiming the PM, he just bought an 07 Toyota Corolla. They have a terrific selection of pre-owned vehicles, and if there's something you're looking for that they don't have, they can probably find it. And notice I say probably, because I try never to guarantee anything, because I don't know what you're looking for. But more than likely, they'll get it. They'll find what you're looking for you. And then, of course, new Chevys. You can buy Chevys. I don't know the number of dealerships in the St. Louis area. I'm going to guess, what do you think, 15?
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
I've been in the St. Louis metro area, Metro East, probably 12, 15 Chevy dealers. So if you're going to look at a Chevy and you would consider a Chevy, this is all we ask. That's all we've ever asked, is that you give them a chance, give them a shot at your business. And if I could go somewhere and place a bet on whether or not you'd end up doing business with Johnny Londoff, I would bet, yeah, you will. I think the odds are in my favor, greatly in my favor. If you don't know what we're talking about, and you're sitting there wondering, how can a guy be so confident that that's where we buy the car? Then you've never been there. Because if you have, you know what I'm talking about. So do this. Pre-owned or new Chevy, Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. You know where they are, I hope. Washington, Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270. That's in North County, 24/7 at Londoff.com.
All right, let's get a check on traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
Do you know how honored I am to be introduced by what science has proved to be the most important member of a band? I get introduced by him every single day.
Oh, yeah. Science?
Where did you read this? Where did you hear this?
Oh, Dan, you saw that, right?
Oh, yeah, I did.
They said a bass player?
Yes.
A bass player is the most important member of a band, according
Dan,
to science.
Way to go, Dan. Dan probably knew that.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I said that. I want to play the bass.
Yeah.
But you know what? But then the response is, you know who the least important is? Harmonica players. Yeah. So I could go either way.
Well, he's covered both ends, both extremes.
Right, that's right.
And think about this. The Seinfeld show, what was it that punched every joke?
Yeah,
bass. That what they did with that bass.
Yeah,
it made that show. Made that show funnier.
Truly, I'm honored.
Oh, thanks, honored. Tim.
Thank you.
You know.
They're working with an accident on westbound Highway 30 at Maurer Industrial Drive. You're backed up to Highway 270. That right lane on southbound 270 is jammed back to Highway 44. You have, let's see here, eastbound 40 is just a little bit heavy approaching the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40 drivers, Kings Highway now through McCausland. You do have an accident. It's on the right shoulder right at westbound 40 at Clayton Skinker. Looks like on eastbound Highway 270 from the Illinois end of the Chain of Rocks Bridge to the Canal Bridge. We may have an accident there because that's how far you're backed up, Canal to the Chain of Rocks Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Grasshopper. As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. Turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a local or toll-free number or bring your own. See how it works at grasshopper.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Hey, this is John Goodman. Even though I'm away a lot, my heart is still in St. Louis. And when I come back home, I can't wait to listen to McGraw in the Morning on KTRS to get me connected to what's happening in town. And there's nothing like McGraw's brand of serious fun in the morning to start the day.
McGraw in the Morning with Kelly Jackson, weekdays at 6 on KTRS.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in St. Louis? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the St. Louis area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. St. Louis is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-886-9500. Seating is extremely limited.
Call right now because this free ticket offer expires this Friday.
That's 1-800-886-9500. That's 1-800-886-9500.
If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. Due to an important ruling to protect consumers in credit card debt, there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt and with no upfront cost. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information on how much you can save, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-700-7501. If you can't afford to pay off all of your debt, don't let the credit card companies trick you into thinking you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster and safer than you ever thought possible as a result of this rule, without bankruptcy or debt consolidation. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-700-7501. That's 1-800-700-7501. 1-800-700-7501.
Message and data rates may apply.
Are you a guy over 40 who can't stay in shape? That's because your body has less free testosterone, which can knock any guy off his game. Even 5-time All-Star Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt.
Once I hit 40, I wasn't feeling like an All-Star anymore. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. So I got back into the game with Nugenix.
Award-winning Nugenix is GNC's number one selling free testosterone booster, powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle by texting ALL to 42424.
I'm back on top of my game, thanks to Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger, leaner, with a lot more energy and drive. And guys, it'll be a big hit with her too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ALL to 42424. That's ALL to 42424.
If you know Stark Brothers Nurseries and Orchards Company, then you know how much they love their customers. Soon, they'll be saying a big thank you during their 33rd annual Customer Appreciation Days. Take advantage of great prices on everything you need for your garden to succeed. Many items will be just $18.16 in honor of their founding year. And with any 1816 purchase, you'll get a free apple tree. Stop by and experience their warm and welcoming customer service for yourself. The expert garden center staff at Stark Brothers will spend all the time you need to find what's right for you. Customer Appreciation Days runs from April 20th through the 23rd at the famous Stark Brothers Garden Center. They're less than an hour north of I-70 from St. Peter's at the corner of Georgia Street and Highway NN in Louisiana, Missouri. For more information, visit StarkBros.com. That's StarkBros.com.
The Sheldon presents Loudon Wainwright III with special guest Lucy Wainwright Roach, Friday, April 21st at 8 p.m. in the perfect acoustics of The Sheldon. Singer, humorist, and actor Loudon Wainwright III came of age musically in the post-Dylan 1970s. The three-time Grammy winner has 28 albums to his credit and has appeared on numerous television shows, including MASH. Don't miss Loudon Wainwright III, April 21st at The Sheldon. Call Metrotix at 314-534-1111 or visit thesheldon.org.
This is Steve and Greg from the Retire Worry Free Show.
Hey, you know, many people don't understand their Social Security choices or their pension options at work or how to get income from their retirement accounts like their 401ks and IRAs.
However, they do know that they want to make sure they have enough money for as long as they live. We can help. For a free, no-obligation meeting to discuss your own retirement strategy, go to our website, steveandgreg.com. That's steveandgreg.com.
All right, some more strange contract writers for you. One of them, I'll just discuss with you now. This kind of surprised me. You know how Barbara Streisand, this is a known fact, in her contract writer, nobody can look at her backstage. She walks through the kitchen, because a lot of times they go through these weird entrances to get to the backstage. Can't look at her. Nobody's allowed to look at her or talk to her. You know who else does that? This surprised me. Katy Perry.
Really?
Yeah. I got to read part of one of her contract writers. You're not to look at her or talk to her unless she speaks to you. And whoever drives her around, if she catches them looking in the rearview mirror back at her in the back seat, then they're in breach of contract.
Whoa. That's all I'd be doing is looking at her.
These people, they actually do think that they are superior.
Isn't Barry Manilow like that? He doesn't want people to
I would imagine.
At.
Well, now with that face, if I were any of these bad facelift people, Kenny Rogers I would say, I don't want anybody looking at me. I don't even want to look at, take the mirrors out. I don't want to see myself. I look so hideous. We'll get to a couple of these, others of these writers in a minute, but Mark and Jason are mentioned every day by Peon. When I say, say hi to your sponsor, he says hi to Mark and Jason. There really are two people called Mark and Jason. They are Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. They've been there for a while. I think like 28 years or something each. And they will meet with you if you have $25,000 or more that you've already saved and invested or you just don't know what to do with. Now, if that sounds like, ooh, well, they don't want to meet with me if I don't have $25,000. No, they'd love to, but there are only so many hours in the day. And think about it. If they sat with and gave financial guidance to everybody with $300, all their time would be spent on that, and they wouldn't have the time to deal with and help guide the people who have saved and stayed for a long, long time. They wouldn't be able to do it. You can't help everybody. I think it's for what they do and how long they've done it, kind of low. Because a lot of people with the experience they have, it's $100,000 or it's $1 million in some cases. So $25,000 or more, you've already done something right. Now, How about a complimentary meeting with these guys to see what they think about what you're doing, even if you already have a financial advisor? Because your current financial advisor, if that person made you sign something that says, I will never speak to anyone else, wow, you got the wrong financial advisor. They shouldn't be doing that. A second opinion cannot be a bad idea. Mark and Jason, complimentary meeting that you will set because you're the one that will make the call. Stiefel Nicholas is a member of SIPC NYSE, markandjason.com. Okay. A couple of these that kind of jumped out at me. Jennifer Lopez. Jennifer, now, I would imagine she just seems to me like you got your hands full and your work cut out for you if you're going to have to deal with her. She's one that has made it and made it big, and I think that along the way these people have been coddled and they've been. Any whim, ooh, yes, whatever you want. So here's her deal, and this is kind of interesting to me because this particular one was a contract writer for an African AIDS charity. It was a charity video. And there are quotes from a couple of people who worked on the video that said she was really demanding, and she wanted, and I've read this not just about this African AIDS charity, but other places where Jennifer Lopez has been. White flowers. And then she gets specific about what kinds of flowers. White furniture. White curtains. White tablecloth. Everything has to be white. She will only eat Cuban food. And they said that when she did this African AIDS charity, they did all of this stuff. They brought in all of this food. They did it. She was there for barely over an hour and never touched one bite of any of the food they put out. They're gone, just in and out, gone. And these people are left thinking, we did all this really for nothing. But if they hadn't done it, they'd been in breach of contract. Paul McCartney, an interesting guy to me. And everybody knows who Paul is, and everybody knows he's a vegan. And Linda McCartney is the person, I guess, who introduced him to, what do you call it, veganism or whatever you call it.
Vegetarianism, right, yeah. Or whatever, yeah.
He will not ride in a limousine with leather seats. Now, I got to think that's hard to find, a limo. I'm serious.
Yeah,
without leather seats.
I would think so.
He will not allow any leather or animal print furniture. In other words, if the chair is leopard skin looking, it doesn't have to actually be. He doesn't want a print of any animal skin, like zebra. No. All his meals are obviously, of course, a vegetarian. But they said he also requests 24 bars of Ivory soap. Now, what is that about? What is that? Is he just doing that because he can? Or... And they said if he really were truly vegan, then somebody should have told him that that soap contains trace amounts of animal fats. Uh-oh, Paul. They're killing animals to make that. So who's Dustin Diamond? Does anybody know who this guy is?
Yeah, he played Screech on Saved by the Bell.
Really?
Now, to me, that would mean he's a C-lister.
Well, what does he do, though?
Oh, if even that.
Oh, he's just stand-up.
He does stand-up now, yeah.
It says that, you're not allowed. Okay, I didn't know what this meant until you just told me he was Screech because I never watched that show. Saved by the Bell, is that it? Wherever he performs, anyone who makes reference to his teen alter ego, which I guess would be Screech, is fined $100.
Oh, my goodness.
Every time they say Screech or mention that show.
I'll bet you if somebody yells out in the audience, he'd probably have them kicked out or something.
John Mayer. I like John Mayer. They said he's obsessed with his teeth. He insists on, and this is all in writing, part of the contract, organic fruit and soy milk, 4 soft-headed toothbrushes, not medium head, not, they have to be soft-head toothbrushes, Listerine mouthwash, not any other, it has to be the mint-flavored Listerine, and mint-flavored Sensodyne or Tom's of Maine toothpaste, no other toothpaste, and Altoids. So, yeah, he's got a breath, teeth, what M.I.A., what is that? Is that the hip-hop?
Yes.
But it's a woman. Yeah, it's a female.
I think, yeah.
You have to get her. See, to me, somebody like that is not nearly big enough.
Is it
but I guess
Mia
they are.
Maya?
It's M period I period A period.
Oh.
So I would think it's MIA. But to me, that's not a big name to me. But I guess in the hip-hop world, that's somebody big.
I've heard of it, yes. Yeah, so.
She must be because she requests organic cheese, a tray of it. Featuring, that's right, Red Boy. Featuring cave-aged, help me out, Peon, G-R-U-Y-E-R-E.
Gruyere.
Listen to you.
Oh, yeah.
Cave-aged. What does that mean? Cave. It's aged in a cave?
I guess so. I've never heard of cave-aged.
Well, she has. That's only Gruyere. She'll eat is cave-aged. She wants Swiss and sharp cheddar and organic berries, fresh, not canned or frozen, olives, and I know what these are, Ferrero Rocher chocolates. Those are those gold-wrapped.
I think it's hazelnut center, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness, they're good. They're so good. And then some of these people have a deal where, Adele's deal in her contract writer is that anyone who gets free tickets to her show has to cough up at least $20 a piece, and she names the charity. I don't remember what it is.
No, that's not totally awful.
That's not horrible.
No.
No, but...
But still, to force somebody that wins a ticket to...
Come on. How many free tickets are there? And if you go to the charity, why don't you just write a check for it? You know, make people that... I know it's not a lot to most people, but to somebody that thought they had totally free tickets, it might be a big deal. So there are a few of these celebrity contracts. I would like to get a hold of Elton John's and see more of what... Because you know that guy. He was starting to get a little mad at the... I could tell at Piers Morgan because Piers was starting to laugh and almost make fun of the things that Elton John requested backstage. And he started to deny a lot of it. And then Morgan would say, well, you know, we've seen it. It's there. And then Elton John would say, well, I've never seen it there. I didn't realize that I asked for that. Somebody else must have asked for it. But I believe all of it. Because he just strikes me as that kind of guy who, you know, would be...
Flowers, thousands of dollars of flowers.
Oh, and speaking of flowers, I think it was Katy Perry. I don't have all these in front of me. I think she was the one that requested specific flowers. And there was one of these chicks that said all of the flowers, the stems, had to be cut to exactly 6 inches. So not only is it these colors, this type, not this type, they got to be cut to a certain length. And she said, no carnations ever. No carnations. I guess a carnation is just not, it's just too blah. Too many of them in the world. They're not special enough for the Katy Perrys or whoever it is there. All right, Max Foisy is coming up right after 4 o'clock. I hope he mentions, and I think he
did
might
you
have...
see his contract, what he has in his? He's got a lot of demands.
Oh, yeah. Well, he learned that from his dad. His dad's got all kinds
of... Oh, yeah.
Rick Sanborn?
Mm-hmm.
He learned from the best. He's going to come in. We're talking about TV, and I don't remember if he mentioned the Sun... S-O-N on AMC with Pierce Brosnan. I don't remember if he mentioned it or not, but maybe he will today because I told you I saw the first episode, which was 2 hours to introduce it Saturday night. Tremendous. 1915, it truly is a great Western. And Pierce Brosnan, who, for whatever reason, I wouldn't have expected him to be believable, he is absolutely believable in this part. So we'll see what else Max has to tell us about. After another word from one of our sponsors, a Thompson Price. Mr. Price, Tom, had rotator cuff surgery this morning. So he is on the mend at home. So, Tom, get well soon, and he will, and he'll be at work with his arm in a sling or something, and that's not going to hold him back for long. If you're in the market for a totally remodeled kitchen or bathroom, this is the company. This is the company you have to include when you're talking to people. Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. You notice I said include. I didn't say that we'll ever tell you what you have to do, but we're asking you to include them because here's what's going to happen. You're going to get three companies and three bids, and probably one of them will be far away. It'll be so different from the other two. There's always that one out of three bids where, my goodness, you're half the price of these other two. So you'll get that company, and there's a reason they're half price, because it's crap. And they don't know what they're doing, and it's not going to last, and you're never going to be really happy with it. Then you're going to get a couple other companies, and Tom Price and his people will be one where the price is more, but you can see the reasons why. But of those two, I think you're going to end up going with Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home, and here's why. The process. We just call it the process. It's the process they put you through and that they want you to put them through to determine what it will be that will make that kitchen and bathroom the perfect kitchen and bathroom for you and your family. Every little detail. They want to know everything. Who's left-handed? Is anybody? How tall are you? And how short? And how old are your kids? And you say, what does that have to do with anything? It actually does have a lot to do with a lot of things. Do you have older parents? Will they be living with you at some point? Do you throw a lot of parties? Do you cook a lot? Or do you rarely ever cook? And even if you don't, there's certain things you need to do because someday you're going to want to sell this house. And for resale, certain things you should do. It is a very extensive process, but it's worth it. And in the end, you're going to have a beautiful kitchen or bathroom. So do us a favor, just at least include them. When you talk to the folks at Thompson Price, tell them your AM and the PM. The showroom is in De Pere. It's about a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester. And the website is easy, thompsonprice.com.
All right, time for another check on traffic. Here's Tim Whiteland.
It looks like they cleared the accident on eastbound Highway 270 at the Canal Bridge, or at least off to the shoulder. But traffic is still jamming up from about Lilac, a little bit west of Lilac, through the Illinois bank of the Chain of Rocks Bridge. Now we've got an accident on southbound Highway 55 near Potomac that has you backed up to the Pestalozzi overpass. Stop and go, slow pockets on southbound 270 from Page down through Highway 44. You've got utility work, and that's been going on since yesterday on Olivet Ross that is causing delays in both directions. And westbound 70 drivers slowing now from Highway 79 out through Highway K. And this report brought to you by Grasshopper. As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go, so turn your mobile phone into a business phone with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a local or toll-free number or bring your own. See how it works at grasshopper.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
You're listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank Opinion and the gang, weekdays from 3 till 6. Hi, it's John Carney, inviting you to join me for the Carney Show weekdays at 1 right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hear that? The birds are chirping. The flowers are blooming. The trees are green. It's spring! The time of year to put your feet up and enjoy the outdoors in your yard. But on what? On that old rickety weathered patio furniture? Instead, head to Suburban Leisure Center to take advantage of tremendous savings on new patio sets. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas and just about everything you'd need that will make you go on the patio, and a tremendous savings. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping it looks like what you saw online.
Sure, this is it. Gee, it looks a lot smaller and lighter.
Isn't it time to replace that old weathered outdoor furniture you've put up with for years?
What are you waiting for?
With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive, just a mile west of 1.